Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday. Happy first day with Jackie and Claudia back sitting in our studio, I think,
since
December 2021.
Yes.
Hi. How
are
you?
It's crazy to be back, but it also feels like no time has passed. Like everything is just the same. It's been 3 months, since we've been here together, but like now it feels like that was no time at all.
No, that's what happens when you're best friends. Like no time passes.
Me?
Yeah.
Would you say I'm your best friend?
Yeah. This is that TikTok. Yeah. I mean, you called me your best friend one time, so I would never say it unless you said it first.
We sound exactly like
Trisha
that.
Paytas. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, yes, you are my best friend, even though I think now you probably wouldn't consider me your best friend because, like, you have another best friend.
I have a lot of best friends.
You're just like that girl with, like, a million best friends.
Yeah, but they're all related to me.
So, same. So, Jackie is joining us very graciously in studio. We know your time is beyond precious. I'm sure your breasts are swelling as we speak. So, thank you so much for being here a month and a half postpartum. Yet again, setting an unrealistic standard for women. We can't thank you enough for being here.
You're welcome for being here. If you're looking for a realistic standard for women, we did a Patreon episode yesterday. Claudia and I took all of your questions about month one postpartum, and it was so funny, just so real, true.
Raw.
If you're, you know, going through that season of your life, if you're pregnant or if you're thinking about it, like, I just feel like there's a lot of interesting factoids.
I agree. I thought it was extremely informative, and I don't even have a child.
Have you been learning a lot about postpartum and just, like, motherhood from
watching
me?
Yeah, no, I've definitely been learning that I'm going to take my time getting there.
So this is like one of those things. It's not what are the people say, like,
baby fever,
tickling your ovaries.
Everyone is like, are your ovaries dying? I'm like, no. I'm like, I love this child and I can't wait to just, like, give the child back to Jackie when he starts to cry, you know?
Yeah.
Being an auntie is so glorious for that reason alone.
I feel like it's having the opposite effect.
What's
your ovaries
opposite?
Are like out at the club.
My ovaries are on Molly.
Yeah, they're living it up.
Yeah, so if you're looking for, like, hardcore motherhood update, we have a bunch of Patreons now. This is the second one you've done with us. So there's a lot of breastfeeding content, birth story, all up on the Patreon. And today we're just going to have fun. We're going to giggle. We're going to be best friends.
Yeah, like we always are.
Oh, yeah. I feel, like, kind of weird. Like,
it is weird. It's weird just, like, talking to you and looking at you. And that's what happened yesterday, too. We were podcasting on my bed. We were so close
well,
together.
Well, that was a weird setup.
But it is weird, like, because we just talk and hang out, and now, like, we're
No, I'm like, I really can't even look you in the eyes. Like, it's weird.
Oh, okay. It's not that
It's not that weird. It's not that weird.
It's good. It's good. Plus, now that we're back together, we can sing.
We can sing. Speaking of sing, I watched American Idol last night because there was nothing else on TV. And, like, I'm never going to dislike watching people sing because when they're good, it's amazing. And when they're bad, it's just as good. But I have to say, American Idol has really gone down the toilet. Like, there's no singing, first of all. It's just, like, Katie and Lionel and Luke being morons, like, playing stupid games, karaoke. Like, it was so stupid. And, like, one audition between every commercial break. Like, it was so much filler. I don't know how people, like, can stomach the show. It was painful.
That is painful.
And there's, like, the bar is so low, you know? It used to be, like, if you were kind of good, you might not make it. Like, but this time, if you can hit one note in your song, they're like, oh, you have potential. Let's send them to Hollywood.
Well, there are so many voice shows. They've been on for so many years. If you do the math, like, at a certain point, you do start to reach people. Like, you go through everyone who has a nice voice, and now, like, there's not a lot of people left who have a decent voice who aren't famous and haven't been on TV yet.
Well, also, I think with the advent of TikTok, a lot of people don't need to go on American Idol to get famous in their singing
with
career.
With the advent of a lot of things.
Yeah, like And also,
it's been a while since you needed to go on American Idol to become America's Idol.
But it's also been a while since someone from American Idol became a huge star. Like, I think the most recent one a lot of people point to is like Gabby Barrett. But before that, it was like Phillip Phillips 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have an interesting definition of huge star.
Oh, why? I think Phillip Phillips is a huge star. I mean, that album was a life-changing album.
I never said he wasn't the most talented man to walk the earth.
Because he is.
Yeah. But huge star, what do you think? Have you guys heard of Phillip Phillips?
Okay, but by the way, 10 years ago, when he was a star. Like, he was a star.
I agree, and he was a star to us. You don't have to prove anything to me. You have to prove it to everyone else. Place.
I think 10 years ago, like, when his debut album, like, his debut album was a big hit.
And it was amazing.
But I'm not saying he's a star now. No. By no stretch of the imagination is he a star now.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like with American Idol, you can reach, like, actually a pretty decent level of success compared to other shows where, like, if I didn't watch The Voice that he's in, I have no clue who won. I will never hear who won.
Yeah, The Voice is weird. Like, it's like a talent show. Nobody really becomes famous.
Yeah. Well, I watched an amazing program last night called Siesta Key. And if you're sleeping on the key, like, if you're taking a siesta on Siesta Key, don't talk to me.
Okay, it's I'm 100% sleeping on it.
It's so good.
I know.
It's so good, and everyone is just a star.
I know.
Even when nothing's happening, like last night's episode, like it was just premium content.
It's just like a beautifully made show.
Beautifully made show. Like everyone's ready to be a reality star, and they do the turnaround pretty quickly, and it's pretty relevant. It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
If you're looking for, you know, another beautiful, mindless show.
The key, in my opinion, to a successful reality show is turnaround time.
Amongst other things, but yes.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, was one of the biggest downfalls with the Kardashian show, honestly. Like, we were rehashing shit that happened 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And they said that their turnaround time on the new Hulu show was going to be so quick. But they've been filming for a while, and I haven't seen a drop.
Yeah, no, like, we're going to be in April when we watch it, talking about SNL, which is October. That's a long time to me.
I'm in agreement.
We have a lot of Kardashian stuff to talk about today, because I need to, like, share my thoughts on everything that happened last week, mm-hmm. because some crazy things happened. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm ready to dive in. I don't really have much to update everyone on. I've just, you know, spent the weekend being a disgusting piece of shit, you know.
Thanks for the update. We spent time together, so that was
we
nice.
We did. It was lovely.
And Brew and Dew got to get together.
The boys are back. The boys are back. What is that us. From?
It's from High School Musical 3. Oh. When they're playing around the garage,
the tire junkyard.
The junkyard.
Oh, I thought it was from That's So Raven. What was that band that Raven and Chelsea were obsessed with? Boys. Can you Google it? Boys. We are the boys. We are the boys in motion. We give you our devotion, boys. That is Bruno and Theo. They are the boys in motion, and they do give you our devotion.
Every day in every way.
Yeah. Love that for them.
Yeah. We could jump in and not dilly dally because I have obviously places to go.
Children to feed.
Person to see.
And today's Monday, which means you are back for your second Unburden Yourselves. We did it without. Oh, no. Third. Okay. We haven't done it without you yet. It's such a segment that's so near and dear to my heart. So today's are pretty funny. I read them.
Yeah. I want to hear what everyone got into this weekend.
Okay.
How you embarrassed yourselves.
Love that for you.
So without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Relationships take work, especially the most important one, the one you have with yourself. A lot of us will drop anything to go help someone that we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. There's so many different ways to invest in yourself, whether it's self-care, taking yourself out for a day of glitz and glam, or taking care of your mental health with BetterHelp. There's no reason that you shouldn't start now. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Morning Toast listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/toast. That's BETTERHELP.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Air Doctor. Clean air is one of the fastest and easiest ways we can have a positive impact on our health. Make a new resolution in your life that's impossible to break by improving the quality of your indoor air with a high-quality air purifier, and all you have to do is breathe. As the weather gets colder, we're spending more time indoors, and cold and flus are making the rounds. We can wash our hands, keep our germs at bay, and stay healthy, but what about our air? Well, that's where the Air Doctor Purifier comes in. It's convenient. It takes the guesswork out of clean air with its auto mode feature that users that uses a laser sensor to detect air quality and automatically adjust to the correct filtration level. There's no need to worry about noise because their exclusive professional whisper jet fans are 30% quieter than the fans around in ordinary air purifiers, which means you can run Air Doctor at the highest speeds while still enjoying a peaceful home environment. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't believe in the power of an air purifier for a while, and Ben was very much like, we need a purifier. And then we got the Air Doctor one, and it's been in our house now for like 2 months, and I definitely can detect a different quality of life, quality of air. And I happen to love just like the fresh vibe. Like, you can walk into your house and you can feel the difference than like your hallway.
Yeah, I have one in my house and I've had one for a few months. It's amazing, especially if you are sensitive to smells, to my first trimester pregnant ladies out right. there. An air purifier is what you need. I love my Air Doctor so much.
And I know I always say Ben is always coughing and like sniffing, and that's really a symptom of not having good air. So his nasal congestion, his coughing, his sneezing, his itchy nose, watery eyes have made an enormous improvement. So that's an improvement for me. A professional quality HEPA air purifier is recommended by leading medical experts as an effective way to reduce airborne germs, viruses, and protect your home. Make sure you get an Air Doctor to keep you and your family safe this winter. They come with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Just go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code TOAST and you'll receive a 35% discount on their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier. That's right, 35% off, but only if you go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code TOAST.
Great. Thank you, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
Our first story, Claudia chose the stories today, and I will be reciting them. So
if you hate them, send all the hate my way, as you guys normally do.
First story, Kanye West's Grammy performance has been axed due to concerning online behavior. Kanye will no longer be hitting the 2022 Grammy stage, as a rep for the artist has confirmed that his performance has been pulled due to his, quote, concerning online behavior. Variety confirmed the news shortly after his collaborator The Game took to social media in a rant defending Kanye as he faces scrutiny for harassing estranged wife Kim, cyberbullying Pete Davidson, and using a racial slur while addressing Trevor Noah.
So this is where like an intersection of my disdain for cancel culture, but also my annoyance with Kanye have really reached a peak, because I don't believe in cancel culture, but like, I'm so here for this cancellation. Kanye's annoying the fuck out of me. And the less I have to see him, honestly, I think the better for me personally.
Yeah.
Even though I've been accused in our YouTube comments last week of promoting censorship. I can't. People are so deranged. Honestly, a lot of the people who like are standing Kanye and like will not back down, I just so cannot understand like that headspace whatsoever. Like, clearly Kim is in the right here and Kanye is in the wrong. So while I am against cancel culture, I really
right,
am
Kim
here
is
for this.
In the right, but Kanye's in the wrong. And what do the Grammys have to do with it?
I guess, yeah, but like, maybe he's like a loose cannon and they don't know what the fuck he's gonna say. And
but
like,
that's always been Kanye.
Yeah, but like, it's reached a different level now. It definitely has.
Okay.
It's reached a peak.
I mean, to not have him sing his songs on a stage because like of what he's writing on social media?
Well, yeah, I guess. Like, he just called Trevor Noah the K word, which is like psychotic. Even though Trevor Noah tweeted, I said counsel Kanye, not cancel Kanye. So he's not here for this either, even though he was technically one of the victims of Kanye's rants. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I haven't been like reading everything that he's doing and keeping up with it so extensively, I don't have a
horse
firm
in
opinion.
This race.
I just don't have a firm opinion on it, you know?
Well, I've been keeping up and I feel so unbelievably annoyed by Kanye these days, like to the point where like I won't finish his documentary, even though I loved part one. I've been so inundated with Kanye bullshittery that I'm actually really here. I probably will watch the Grammys, and now that Kanye's not there, like, honestly, I'm here for it. I'm sorry.
That makes that big of a difference to you?
Yeah, he's really fucking annoying me, and like, honestly, he just keeps going lower and lower and lower, and I'm firmly team Kim here. I am.
Okay.
And what was the other thing I was going to say? I don't remember. But so last week on Friday, we reported that there was this petition going around, change.org. It hadn't made a lot of waves. It had like 5,000 signatures, but I'm sure it has more now, petitioning that Coachella drop him as a headliner. So I wonder if that's next.
But how would you feel about that?
I don't know, because I'm not going to Coachella, so it doesn't affect me. Like, if I'm paying
no,
for tickets.
No, but just the principle of it.
I don't know. See, I don't know.
Because to me, that's pretty much the same concept as him not performing at the Grammys, just a bigger scale with like wider.
Well, it's also like an hour performance.
Yeah, no, but it's the same thing, just like everything is just bigger about it.
Yeah.
But do you agree with the premise or not?
No, because people bought tickets with the intention of seeing Kanye, and that's not fair to them. Like, if I spent $1 million on a Coachella ticket, which is literally what they cost, because I love Kanye, And then he swapped out for Ariana Grande. While Ariana's great, I paid for Kanye.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not going, so that doesn't affect me, and that's why I don't really have an opinion on it.
Yeah. Okay. It's very confusing.
Yeah, he's just like in this terrible place and he has to step away from the phone.
Yeah, I agree completely with that.
He needs to get some perspective. He needs to step away from the phone. He needs to spend time with his family. He needs to just take a back seat for a little while because it's a lot. Well,
I think he's trying to spend time with his family and that's why he keeps going to the phone.
I don't agree with that, but it's fine. Yeah.
You don't think?
No.
Isn't that why he keeps ranting he can't go to Chicago's birthday?
Yeah, but Kim's like, he's talking about how he hasn't seen his kids in a week and Kim commented, "You were literally here this morning to pick them up for school." Like, so I honestly don't believe what Kanye says, honestly.
Okay.
I'm standing firm in my beliefs.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, I probably won't watch the Grammys anyway. I didn't even realize they were happening. I thought they were canceled.
I don't know. I can't keep up with the award show bullshittery.
Like, I can't. And there is more award show bullshittery
coming up.
But first, because we're talking about Kanye, we have to get to our Pete story of the day. Pete Davidson joined Scott Disick for a wild boys' night.
People lost their minds over this video.
Okay. Why?
Because, first of all, it's like a video of a bunch of guys watching TV and they've all clearly fallen asleep except for the person who's filming. So you see these guys sleeping and then I'm like, is that Scott Disick? And then the person filming turns the phone around on them and it's like, oh my God, it's Pete. So you just, first of all, didn't know who was behind the camera and it was like this big shock. And then it's like, oh my God, Scott and Pete are hanging out.
Got it. I never saw it not knowing that it was Pete who was there. You know?
Yeah.
Once like it has the headlines, like then it's like Scott and Pete are hanging out, which is really cute. Also, because Kim was in Miami this weekend for Skim Swim.
Which we didn't even get a chance to talk about. I mean, I spoke about it with Ben, and he, like, wasn't having the energy I needed him to. What do you think about Skims doing Swim? How do you think it affects Kylie Swim? And were you able to get anything? It sold out in half a second. Probably the fastest I've ever seen anything sell out on Skims.
Okay, I feel really good about Skims Swim because even when I first got my first pair of Skims, that was, like, the bandeau and the little shorts, I loved how I looked in it so much that I was like, I want to wear this as a bathing suit. Like, so I hope that everything about it is just, like, those Skims pieces that I liked. I'm going to come back to number two because number three, did I get anything? Like, no, I have no idea what size I am or what size I'm going to be.
Right.
This is not a period of time where I'm shopping right now, even though I should buy some things because, like, getting dressed this morning was really depressing. Like, my clothes don't fit me, obviously. I never bought that many maternity clothes.
You'd be like, and you really don't look that different. Like, am I crazy?
My thighs are, like, nice and thick.
Oh,
like,
stop.
No. Like, it's...
You literally look, like, so average. I can't really explain it to you in any other way. Like, you don't even look like you had a baby. So, I can't.
Okay, well, there's definitely some changes. And
of course.
And I'm not, like, you know, putting pressure on myself or anything. No. But, like, I had need to put clothes on. And I didn't have really what to wear.
If I had to notice a change, it would be the size of your breasts. Like, they're unbelievably...
But not as I sit here.
No. I mean, yesterday you whipped it out right in front of me.
Oh,
like,
because you... Yeah, but...
Up close and personal.
Seen them.
Yeah. Oh, have I seen them? Gorgeous.
Anyways, when I do know where I'm at, I would definitely participate in Skims Swims. They should call it Swims.
100%.
And how does it affect Kylie Swim? I don't think that it does. I mean, I think we had the same conversation when she launched KKW mm-hmm. Beauty and there was Kylie Cosmetics. It's like, how could we have two cosmetics companies? But even if you just look at like the styles that they wear, bathing suits that they wear separately and what they're launching, two completely different brands.
I agree. Kylie's are very like Vegas, Instagram, boat, and Kim's are very, I think, more day to day, like
staples.
Yeah, exactly. Basics. Yeah.
And that's what Skims is. I think it's perfect.
But also, speaking of Kylie, so
hi.
Hey girly, how you doing? Second of all,
by the way, and I just love the stories that you posted about, like, you know, us postpartum
nails.
Ladies
oh,
not
yeah.
putting too much pressure on ourselves. We just created humans.
100%.
I totally agree.
We love you. Another thing I wanted to say was that when we were discussing Skims and Kylie Swim with Ben, he like wasn't listening, but I was saying Kylie Swim has been kind of quiet because they haven't posted on Instagram since October 2021.
Yeah.
Guess who posted on Kylie Swim literally like 2 days ago? I'm just saying. And someone sent it to me. They were like, oh my God, you reminded Kylie like she has to post on Kylie Swim.
Right. That's like me with the redheads. Like.
Exactly. Passion projects. Kylie knows all about passion projects.
100%.
So I think that now we should take this opportunity to request another sign from our girl.
Another sign. Okay. Do you have a sign in mind?
No, I don't. I think we should brainstorm because I think while Nails in Nature like was a crazy coincidence, It's not shit she's never posted before. Like, I think we should maybe go a little bit more out of the box.
Okay, but we can't go too far or else she's not going to do it because, like, she's not, she has a brand that she's running. She's not just going to post crazy shit.
No, of course. I'm thinking, does she still have dogs? Like, Norman?
Oh, my God, yeah. You didn't see her stories the other day? I think she got a new dog, and then they all are the same breed, and they all were, like, flocking towards her. It was so cute.
So should we request that, even though she just posted that, or something different?
Yeah, because she doesn't post them a lot, and she just posted them, so she wouldn't be posting them again unless it was requested.
Okay, so let's request... Let's put in a formal request for some dog content.
Yeah.
Feel free to take creative liberty, Kylie, on, you know, which, but we just would request some
animals.
Could
be an old video.
Yeah, we don't care.
Just, that's what Brew and Do want to see today.
Yeah.
We're just the messengers.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm like pretty convinced, especially we got like a DM from someone who works, you know, close to Kylie, giving us some intel. But I will... Like, this will be the thing that gets me, like, fully on, like, on the boat.
And I just want to say, like,
It was an instinct.
No, it was an instinct before, and, like, I thought I was being, like, a little crazy, because it was a coincidence, you know, she wanted to share the baby's name, like, right after I said that I wanted to hear it. But then after the events of last week, I'm fully convinced, and even if she doesn't post the dogs, like, because she might be like, I gave you girls a sign. If you don't want to see it,
right,
then that's on you.
If you want to, like, doubt me.
Right, that's, like, that story of the guy who's, like, stranded on an island.
God will save me.
God will save me. And the boat comes, and he's like, no, God will save me, I'm good. A helicopter comes, and he's like, no, God will save me, I'm good. And then the man drowns, and he goes to heaven, and he was like, God, why didn't you save me? And God was like, I sent you a boat, I sent you a helicopter.
It's your Kylie sent, like, us nature. She sent us nails.
So she's like, you have your signs.
I know, but, like, at this point, it's just a fun game, and I think it's fun for her too. Like, and I think she's down.
If you are watching, please do it for me, for Claudia. Claudia needs...
Yeah, because I would say I'm 76% there.
Okay.
And Kylie, like, if you also just want to, like one of our pictures, that would be a good thing too. Like, that would be super helpful. Like, cut straight to the chase, you know?
She's out of control, Kylie.
If you want to send me $500 million, that would work too.
She's out of control.
Or why don't you send the plane for us? Send Kylie
Jet. Send the plane, send the boat, send the helicopter.
We'll fly to you, and then you can tell us how much you love the podcast.
And you can come on.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're asking too much.
Yeah, no, we're that was all a joke. Pictures of dogs, that is our request, Kylie.
That's our request. Okay, back to Pete and Kim. He picked her up from the airport after she got home from Miami.
In a black Mercedes, and they kissed, yeah.
Yeah, very cute. And I need to share my feelings about the Ellen interview.
Oh, yeah.
Not only, like, the revelation that these two are dating, she's talking about him, she's gushing about him.
Beyond.
He has multiple tattoos of her and a brand. I don't think I've ever been so surprised by any bit of news ever.
Mm-hmm.
More shocking than them dating in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing says forever like a brand.
I know.
This is forever.
And it was actually pretty funny when Ellen was like, well, you're all about your brand, so.
Yeah. No, it's, like, so Yellowstone, and I was totally floored.
No, I was, like, I was having a visceral physical reaction to the interview. Because, first of all, I've never really seen Kim, like, quake like that. Like, she was, like, nervous, and she was being so cute.
She was just, like, you know, a girl in, like, a teenage in a relationship. Girl,
yeah.
You know?
And I thought she looked so
insanely special. Beautiful.
Like, yeah. She was giving Pam Anderson, like, with the hair and the, like, it was... It was sickening, like, beyond.
Yeah.
So with these two, and I'm obsessed with Pete hanging out with Scott. Like, the more he becomes integrated in the family, I feel like a lot of people who date the Kardashians, even if it doesn't end up working out, like, they miss the family. Like, they love hanging out with the family. So I just love that Pete is fully immersing himself in the family. I really went from thinking that this was, like, a cute rebound to, like, if they don't get married, like, I will cry.
Yeah. No, I think they're going to maybe be life partners. I don't know if they'll get married.
Yeah. I don't know if Pete's the marrying type, and I don't know if Kim wants to get married again.
Yeah. But that works for me.
Me too. No. Just as long as they're happy.
And they seem over the moon.
I know.
Which is crazy.
And then Kim went to Miami for this, like, sickening swims event that, like, was, like, all the coolest people in the world just, like, sitting at one table. And that was cool. I was happy for them.
Yeah. But sad for yourself.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, would you ever see things on social media that, like, in no universe would you ever be invited to, but, like, you feel so gutted and, like, offended that you weren't invited? Is that psychotic?
I don't see that about, like, I don't know, not necessarily events that, like, I would never have been invited to. I don't have, like, FOMO over that, but, like, if I see, like, a concert or something that was, like, in another, like, I would never making it there, right. But, like, that hurts.
Yeah, no, I feel, like, slighted when I see, like, sick events that, like, in no universe, in no world that we currently live in would I ever be invited to. I'm like, I can't believe I wasn't invited.
I mean, I can't believe it either.
No, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. People need to get their priorities in order.
It's so twisted. It ain't right.
Ain't right. Are you ready for our next story? Something else that may or may not be ain't right.
Okay.
West Side Story's Rachel Zegler says she didn't get an invite to the Oscars. She's hoping for a last-minute miracle. Rachel Zegler, who's from West Side Story, says she hasn't been invited to the Academy Awards. Over the weekend, she stars as Maria in the remake of West Side Story. She claimed in a set of comments on social media that she has not received an invitation to the awards ceremony, which is scheduled to take place on Sunday. The movie is nominated for Movie of the Year, and typically the cast of the Movie of the Year nominations get invited to the Oscars. So what is going on here?
It's definitely bizarre. I mean, she wasn't herself nominated, but I still think it's incredibly weird that she wasn't invited. I'll be extremely curious to see if Ansel Elgort is.
Well, that's what I think it's about. I feel like they don't want him there, and so they didn't invite her.
Okay, so we're blaming Rachel Zegler.
No. Like, I don't know. Maybe they couldn't, they didn't want to not just invite him. I'll be curious to see more so if the other Movies of the Year nominees
Have the cast
there who aren't nominated. Because say this movie wins Movie of the Year, which, like, yeah, from what I understand, it won't be. But then they go up and accept the award.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, she should be up there. But I mean, she can't be up there if she's not invited.
Right, no. And if it is because of the Ansel Elgort of it all, like, that's... Honestly, I don't really think that's what it is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but, like...
Lost in the Mail?
The Oscars is, like... They had Casey Affleck. They had Mel Gibson. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, they literally don't give a fuck. I think it took, like, 100 years for them to actually uninvite Harvey Weinstein. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly don't think it's about the Ansel Elgort of it all. I really don't.
What do you think it is? Maybe it's a smaller affair this year?
Perhaps. I really don't know.
Because that's really odd.
Yeah.
And maybe now that she's, you know, put it out there, she'll get invited. Maybe someone, an intern, is getting fired.
I do think, like, her motivation behind sharing that she wasn't, now she's, like, responding to comments on Instagram. I do believe it was, like, in the hopes of, like, starting some sort of movement for herself, which I love. I love a queen who could stand up for herself. I don't know if it's going to work. Like, I don't think you can just get invited to the Oscars the week of. Like, I think it's, like a whole thing.
Unless there was an error here.
Yes, unless there was a human error. Yeah.
Yeah. But was Ansel invited? Because that would let us know whether or not there was an error.
I just, like, if Ansel it goes and she's not there, like, people are going to fucking riot. Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's pretty, like, disrespectful. Unless the other casts aren't all there, we shall see.
Yeah. I really don't know why she wouldn't be invited. Especially she's, like, a young starlet. She's on the rise. Like, why wouldn't they want her there?
I don't know. And, like, if it... Clearly, this movie isn't going to... Like, the movie can't win because it would be bizarre to have them come accept an award and the cast isn't there. So why is it nominated?
Right. I'm really rooting for Tammy Faye.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the movies I saw.
Yeah, of course. That's
except
the only one
not House of Gucci.
And not Spencer. So that leaves me with Tammy Faye.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to win, though.
Me neither.
Nor do I necessarily think it should.
I liked it,
but, like, if that's the movie of the year, like,
agreed. It was, like, a cute, fun film moment. Like, it wasn't, like, a life-changing, you know. Yeah. It's no Slumdog Millionaire.
No, but, like, I think the movies that are making a lot of buzz are Coda,
Never
Power of
it.
The Dog.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen them, but that's what I've been seeing.
Got it.
When I scroll.
Are you going to watch the Oscars?
I don't know, because I watched the SAG Awards, and they were okay.
Yeah, and we got some hosts. We have Amy Schumer.
Yeah, we have Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall. So... That's something.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to...
Even if it's cringy, like, maybe I'll just watch for the cringe. It really just depends on, like, what I'm up to.
Where you're at in life, what Harry was like that day.
Yeah, exactly. What does he want to watch?
Right,
it's not just about me anymore.
No, that's true. Right. 100%.
And he loves Siesta Key.
It's gorgeous. I feel like he would watch it and be, like, really inspired by the nature, the physiques of all the beautiful women.
Yeah.
Harry definitely loves it.
He loves it so much.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
Only if it's a story that's brought to you by Manscaped.
It is. Oh, it's a perfect story.
Spring has sprung, and the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are here to make sure the house isn't the only thing your man is spring cleaning. I wish my man would spring clean my house. Manscaped just recently launched their fourth generation performance package with all the tools equipped to tackle that spring fever in his pants. It's time to have him join the other 4 million men who trust Manscaped. Use code TOAST to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Manscaped are the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing performance package 4.0. Inside this ball care bundle, he'll find the lawnmower trimmer, the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. So party on with Manscaped. If there's a man in your life, like, it's something that you can purchase and like look like, oh, look, I'm so nice. I was thinking of my boyfriend. But it's really for you as well. So yeah. Get your man the Manscaped Performance Package.
You were thinking of yourself.
You won't regret it.
As you should be. Our next story. Drake Bell addresses the Josh Peck drift. Why can't I speak?
Josh Peck drift.
Let's take it from the top. Drake Bell addresses the Josh Peck rift and the Drake and Josh reboot that didn't happen. On March 19th, Drake Bell responded to the recent drama between him and former Drake and Josh co-star Josh Peck. Last week, the latter said on BFF's podcast that the two were no longer friends and broke his silence about the angry tweets Drake had posted in 2017 about not being invited to his wedding. He also talked about what allegedly happened between the two former TV stepbrothers at a subsequent reunion at the MTV VMAs. Drake Bell's wife, Janet Bell, had disputed Josh's taking a scathing since deleted Instagram story on the inaugural episode.
Are you okay? You want me to read the story?
No, there's just like so much backstory.
Can I explain it to you?
Just explain it. Thank you.
So Josh Peck, who after coming on The Toast is one of the most loved men in America.
Yes.
He was on BFF's pod last week.
Love it.
And he was telling the story because obviously everyone wants to know about Drake Josh. And honestly, if you read his book, you see it's really not this like big story. Like, Drake was all butthurt that Josh didn't invite him to his wedding. And Josh was like, we barely spoke in 10 years after Drake and Josh, between Drake and Josh and my wedding. So I didn't invite him to my wedding, as you wouldn't invite a coworker from 10 years ago who you barely keep in touch with. Like, mm-hmm. It was really not that big of a deal. But Drake, I think, like, thrives and gets so much attention whenever he talks about Josh. So Josh went on BFF's pod and said that the first time he saw Drake after those tweets that he posted during their wedding was at a VMA award. And Josh went over to him and was like, listen, you're gonna have to apologize to my wife or like, we're gonna have a problem. And Drake went over and apologized and it was fine. I guess Drake took some umbrage with the way Josh told that story. He was being like, you know, Josh is a storyteller. He was painting a picture for us. And Drake said it like wasn't that dramatic. And so Drake launched his own podcast called Drake and Janet, which has the exact same logo as Drake and Josh, but it's Drake and Janet, and it's beyond funny. And him and his wife are just, like, ragging on Josh. And the thing is, maybe I'm feeling overly protective of Josh because he sat here not 72 hours ago being a fucking precious gem of a man, and I feel as though I know his heart. Like, I feel as though I do. And I'm 100% believing whatever the fuck Josh Peck says. Second of all, it's like, there's two men here. One of them is a PJOM, and the other's on 2 years probation for child endangerment. Like, you bet your ass I'm going with the former. Also, what I did find interesting about this was that there was a script floating around that Josh had written for a Drake and Josh reboot that I think got picked up by someone, but it never ended up going through because Drake and Josh like couldn't get along. But it was going to be like one of these reboots that everyone's doing, and it was written by Josh, and I'm sure it was really good.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
But it's a no. I mean, some things are perfection, and you should leave it at that. And I mean, would Megan have been involved?
Of course.
Otherwise, I don't want it. Megan. But she's doing iCarly revival.
She's doing a million things. She's actually
Megan.
She's going viral on TikTok right now. Are you aware of it?
No.
So she went on the Whitney Cummings podcast, and I guess I don't know what the context was, but I assume it was like how she's like very sweet and innocent, and like she says, "Well, I actually do cuss a little."
I have heard this.
And Whitney and everyone is like gagging, and they're like, "What's your favorite cuss word?" And she's like, "Probably fuck." And they're like, "Ah, ah, ah!" Like they're losing their minds.
That's so funny. I saw someone did a reel with it.
Yeah. And it's Megan.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's really good. But back to the Drake and Josh of it all, like, don't get it twisted. Like, here at the Morning Toast, we stand firmly on Team Josh. We are literally the captains of Team Josh.
Yeah, and also, like, as far as a reboot goes, like, if these two are not, like, real-life stepbrothers, then it just doesn't work. And
yeah.
It just...
No, and Josh is now starring in a reboot of his own, How I Met Your Mother. He's in the How I Met Your Father reboot, and a lot of people think he might be the father. He doesn't even know. Like, I tried to get the juice. It's like, we don't know yet. The show's brand new.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? not ready.
I'm not ready. Hold on. Please hold.
She's not ready. Everyone get up, get a snack, maybe turn the volume
down.
My
little thing we bring it to me. Yeah. Sorry, I'm completely unprepared. I apologize to everyone.
It's okay. It gives you time to turn the volume down, you know.
Oh, where's the stick? Oh, we're missing. I mean, I could use a different stick.
Okay.
Okay, wait, the stick is back. So, I'm sorry, you had asked me a question and I didn't.
Are you ready for the fifth and final story?
Yeah, I think I am. It's the final story. It's a little story. I do cuss a little. My favorite one is probably probably fuck. And that's a magic number.
That is such an endearing quote. I do cuss a lot.
No, I know. And if you're calling it cuss, you obviously don't curse a lot.
My favorite one is probably fuck.
What's your favorite curse word?
Oh, that's such a great question.
My favorite's Gouda.
Probably fuck.
Yeah, no. I think that
there aren't
they're
that
all
many.
Good.
There aren't that many, though.
Fuck, shit, bitch, ass are like the main or the final four.
Yeah.
I guess you could throw in the C word in there, but that's not what you should use. That's insane. Yeah, fuck, shit, bitch, cuss. Fuck, shit, bitch, ass. Ass sucks, I do have to say.
Yeah, and shit is like shitty.
No, but sometimes like if you stub your toe, like you need a good
course,
shit.
Of course, but like that's not, it's not like what you use in conversation.
And I actually think we should petition, I'm going to start my own change.org petition, to remove bitch from the top four, because bitch is not a fucking curse word. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a term of endearment, and I will take that to my grave.
Okay. Are you ready? Speaking of fuck, for our fifth and final story, Miley Cyrus notices a fuck Nick Jonas sign during Lollapalooza Chili concert 15 years after they've split. Well, that makes me feel old. 15 years.
Yeah.
Why did they have to say that?
They
didn't have to.
That means we're like 30.
Yeah. While attending Miley Cyrus's Lollapalooza Chili set, one fan made it crystal clear which side of the breakup they supported. The Wrecking Ball songstress read during the concert, she said, fuck Nick Jonas. Then she said, I didn't say it. Just one of the other signs.
Yeah, I saw a lot of clips from her Chile concert going viral on TikTok, this one in particular. I've had a really Miley-filled weekend.
What?
On Friday night, me and Ben were just like laying in bed about to go to sleep. And for some reason, we started talking about like Miley Cyrus's catalog of music. And it just sent me on a spiral of like breakout.
Story.
Yeah. Can't Be Tamed. Mm-hmm. Meet Miley Cyrus. Like right before, even Bangers was really good. But all the shit between Hannah Montana and Bangers like really was a moment. Like it was a time of my life that like was really influenced by Miley's music. And I was just like really having a newfound appreciation for Miley. And I do rag on her a lot. I have to admit, like I do. And honestly, I was watching her Chile performance. And I don't know if I would enjoy a Miley Cyrus concert.
I feel like you would. Why do you not think so?
Because every time I've seen her perform, especially at a major festival, like all she does is hold the microphone out for the crowd to sing. Like I came to a concert to see you sing. You are the performer. That's like my biggest pet peeve at the peaks of songs when the singer will stop and have the crowd sing like, no, we suck. We came to see you.
No, my peak is when they spend so much time talking. Mm. And it's like first of all, we didn't come to hear you talk.
Yeah, it's not stand up.
I know you say this to every crowd every night. I don't feel special.
Yeah.
And that bothers me.
You know who does speak a lot and it's all so rehearsed?
No, but it's okay because like she fancies herself a comedian, Adele.
Well, that's not what I was going to say. And that was my least favorite part of the Adele concert that I went to at Madison Square Garden a few years. It was full stand-up between.
But she, like, has a bit of stand-up chops. It didn't bother me so much from her.
No, but what I was going to say, and it pains me to say, but, like, who's the queen
Taylor Swift.
Of talking between songs? Very lengthy and extremely verbatim, word for word, like, from the night before, is Taylor Swift. It's, like, it's actually a great time to go to the bathroom or get a snack or a drink. But yeah. I can't lie. Like, I hate it. And that's actually what I liked about the John Mayer concert I recently went to. Like, he did not mince words. He didn't even speak to us. Like, he just played the music.
I love that.
It's just, it's not the vibe.
Yeah. Unless we can feel that, like, and it's genuine that you're just, like, talking just to us.
Yeah.
And you didn't say this last night in North Carolina.
Yeah. And for some reason, like, when certain artists go on tour, I get, like, stuck in TikTok, like, cycles of their content. And they really do. Dua Lipa, like, I'm on her Dua Lipa. She says the same thing at every show. Like, I really hate when people speak at concerts. And I know that's mean. It's like, shut up and sing. But, like, it's just how I feel.
Yeah. And you get, like, you know, about a minute to introduce a new song. You want to tell us where you were at when you wrote it. Fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, to do a bit.
It's not the time.
No.
Major shout out to the Jonas Brothers. I don't think they said one word on stage. And I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That's nice. Yeah. I haven't been to a concert in forever, so I can't reference. I think the last one I went to was Celine Dion.
Wow. Yeah, but right before the pandemic. She didn't say a word either. She just...
No, she likes to talk. She's a talker. Oh, actually, yes. But yeah, she has, like, a funny personality. She does. And she's, like, an icon. So who are we to say?
Yeah. Luke Combs spoke a little bit, but it was just
I
about...
I want to hear every word. I don't care where you said it.
And it was really about, like, how grateful he was.
Yeah, no, I guess it just... I must hate the artists if I don't want to hear them talk.
No, because I love the... Like, Taylor Swift, I would literally take a bullet
that's
for.
That's true.
But I'm like, girl, please stop talking.
But I also feel like Luke Combs, he's not a man of many words.
Exactly. So, like, so when he's speaking, you better fucking listen.
You sit down and listen.
100 Take a seat. 100%
Yeah. I guess it just depends.
What was the story? Oh, Miley. Yeah.
Concerts are more personal than food. What it's can true. I say?
They are. Oh, I was telling Sophia.
I was laughing so hard.
About your more like, personal.
When she was like, when someone is going to come for my podcast, that's just what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Comedy is more personal than food.
Podcasts are more, they really are more personal than food.
I've really discovered that mm-hmm. in the last few weeks of listening to podcasts. Yeah. This one is the best one. I'm sorry. And I'm not even biased because I was like, when the toast was off and I was looking for podcasts, like nothing came close. Mm-hmm. And then last week I was just laughing through breast. Feeding. It's a joy.
Last week was a great week of shows. I hope we can replicate that this week, but I'm so glad to start it off with you in studio. Like, thank you so much for being here.
No, I think you're going to replicate it because, you know, the common denominator of all these great shows is you.
You said it, not me. Also, like,
you're welcome.
The way, oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I feel like Maui. You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome. What I was going to say was, honestly, I can't really put into words, like, how at ease I feel with you, especially because you're doing the stories. Like, the tension I hold in my back for the 60 minutes, even if it's the best co-host or the worst co-host, knowing I have to space out the ads, read all the stories, keep the conversation going, make the person feel comfortable, while also still being funny and entertaining, like, there's really nothing worse. I can't lie.
It's insanity. Plus, like, we're doing this live, really. Like, sure, you could cut something out if you needed to, but it's like,
don't.
You don't cut out awkward silences.
Right.
Like, if this were just a taped podcast, you could make it all sound seamless, even if it
didn't. Take the awkwardness out.
Right. But you can't do that.
Right. We don't edit here at The Morning Toast. We're unfiltered.
Right. So now, so, yeah. Thank you for unburdening yourself with that.
Which is the perfect way to dive into our segment that we just added to the show that's really becoming... a staple, mm-hmm. a cornerstone of our show.
It just fits right into, like, all of the things that we feel here at The Morning Toast, which is predominantly embarrassment.
Shame. Unburden Yourselves is a segment where you guys can write into us and unburden yourselves with shit you did over the weekend that's just, like, weighing you down. And once you send it into us, like, you're officially letting go of it. You're freeing yourself and, therefore, unburdening yourself. So if you ever want to write into our email, the email is unburdenyourselves. Multiple yourselves, unburden yourselves at gmail.com. We'll always keep it anonymous. We'll try to make you feel better about it. We will not judge you for it. And it's brought to you by TurboTax. People think unusual circumstances mean complicated taxes, but for TurboTax Live experts, that's what makes things interesting. Maybe you inherited a condo and are renting it out, or maybe you're getting paid in crypto and you aren't sure how that's taxed. For TurboTax Live experts, an interesting life can mean an even greater refund. And luckily, TurboTax Live can match you with the right expert who has experience in your unique situation and can answer all of your tax questions right from your phone or computer. They even take care of the whole filing process for you. So whether you launched your own startup or are working multiple jobs and juggling multiple incomes, an experienced TurboTax Live expert can help you during the entire filing process or do your taxes for you from start to finish to get you the tax deductions that you deserve. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. You do your thing. They've got your taxes. Intuit TurboTax Live. All right, ready?
Ready.
Our first one's really short. Little social media thing this girl likes to do. Hi, Claudia and Jackie. Sometimes I report people's Instagrams just because I don't like them. Is that why the Morning Toast Instagram was taken down for a month?
It was not. But speaking of Instagram activity, the funniest thing is happening.
And we're doing, like, nothing about it because it's the best thing that's ever happened.
The Morning Breath Instagram has been completely hacked. It's gone and it's someone else's
It's living
now.
In Dubai now.
And I'm so happy for him.
I know. He's obviously, like, okay. First of all, if you don't know what The Morning Breath is, like, it's our old show. We have a verified, and they used to have like 80,000 followers, but ever since we switched to The Morning Toast, we have a new handle. It has like 40,000, and it's remained dormant for years. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the email account like 2 weeks ago that was associated with The Morning Breath Instagram, and I saw an email from a couple weeks earlier. It was like, oh, you changed your email, your password, your location, everything. I'm like, I did? Oh, we've been hacked. So I didn't really think anything of it until the person who hacked it has now become extremely active.
Yeah, and he's having a blast. And you know what? Someone should enjoy
that
account.
I should support him.
I have no issue with it. It makes me laugh every time. People keep sending it to me and it just like...
Like, we don't know. Some people think we sold it, which like I wish we did.
No,
but we didn't.
It just has been hacked. And this man's living his best life.
In Dubai. And he's trying to really inspire us with his content. So the least we could do is let him.
Yeah, but he did. He deleted all the pictures, and like for one day, like he only left up a picture of Theo.
I know,
but even Theo's gone.
And he changed the caption.
Dog.
With like devil emojis.
I know. The only thing I am like a little sad about is that like that Instagram was full of so many good clips from our old show that like don't exist anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like our Halloween episode. But you know what? Let the man live.
Let the man live. Like you can't live in the past.
No, you can't.
Also, what's so funny is we talked about the fifth and final story about Miley and like didn't talk about our thoughts on the story at all. Like,
her. Yeah, no, I don't care. Like, I just think at this point, like Miley's business, Miley's like career, a lot is like shock value clickbait, and this is like one of those things that like she knew would get picked up, and like I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care about Nick Jonas, honestly.
No,
he's married. Like, shall we move on?
Yeah, we shall move on. And yeah, I don't know why I brought it back. I still don't have anything to say. That's actually been like my thoughts on all five stories. Like, I don't have anything to say except for Kim and Pete. Kim
right,
and Ellen.
Right, right.
That's
right.
All I came here to talk about today. Anyways, for this girl, she just like, that's kind of mean, but I think Instagram, I mean, they really have like the worst
security measures,
community guidelines. Like, they're fucking out of control with their censorship. So I was gonna say, like, the person there will see that it's not a real thing and it's just like a funny thing to do, but you know, you actually might be
impacting them. I don't know. If it makes you feel better, like, I'm kind of here for it. Like, are you talking about celebrities or like your coworker?
I think probably like both, the latter. And maybe like influencers, like,
yeah. You sound like a troll.
It's kind of funny, but it's mean, especially if it's someone's like business.
Right. Like, what are you like reporting people's Etsy shops? Like, let them run their business and put food on the table for their family.
But we didn't come here to make you feel worse about what we're right. doing. But just like maybe keep that in mind the next
time. Yeah. Just keep in mind, like, there are consequences to your actions.
Right. But like, if you're reporting Kim Kardashian, like, nothing's going to happen.
Right. So I would need more information on who exactly you're.
Just hope it's not us.
Yeah. No, we love this for you. Keep doing it to other people. Okay. Hey, sisters. I'm 34 weeks pregnant, so maybe after knowing this, you'll give me a little grace. At work, I went and used the bathroom. While washing my hands, I saw a few little pieces of toilet paper left behind, and without noticing, the water had risen. I flushed the toilet again, and it overflowed. I was mortified. The sheer panic of trying to listen to see if someone was waiting for the restroom or in the workroom to hear, it could have made me bust into tears. I tried to find the janitor to let her know, but I couldn't, and there was no way to tell my office without telling on myself. Mm-hmm. So I walked out and left it. I know it's a horrible thing to do, but I am so pregnant and your girl just needed to use the bathroom.
Run like the wind. This is not your problem. I mean, there's nothing else you could have done, and you have so much on your mind, on your plate, like on your belly. Forget it.
Yeah,
I think. Like, that's what most people would do. Like, when you walk into the bathroom and you see that it's clogged, honestly, I don't want to know who clogged it even. Like,
yeah, because it changes things.
It changes things, and instead it's just an anonymous clogged toilet, and you are pregnant, and just move on. Don't even feel bad about this one.
Yeah, I guess I can't remember a time when, like, a toilet's been clogged and anyone, like, ran out. Like, I clogged the toilet. We must fix it. Like, it's... Clogged toilets are meant to be discovered anonymously. Like,
it's the only way.
I agree.
Pregnant or not.
Yeah, so I think you totally did the right thing here.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll get fixed at some point.
Yeah.
It's not on you.
Yeah, let someone else be the reporter of it.
Right, you have enough going on.
The reporter didn't do it.
Of course, unless that's a good way to be sneaky. Like, you clog the toilet and be like, someone clogged the toilet.
They would sniff you out. I'm sorry. Like, it has to be genuine.
You'd be a really good liar.
Yeah.
Okay, third and final, unburden yourselves. I hate that this is a true story, but I was at my favorite bar after a big dinner, lots of burritos and queso, and needless to say, my stomach hurt. After a few beers, I felt a rumble in my stomach, but I didn't want to leave, so I felt I had no choice but to silently make a few laps around the bar, letting a few farts loose as I went. Unfortunately, I ended up being accosted by the bouncer and actually kicked out of the bar for crop dusting. I will never live it down.
No, I don't believe this.
That's what she says.
I don't believe
it. She said the bartender knew. And that's discrimination.
Even if someone could sniff you out, literally, I don't think that they can kick you out of a bar for that. That is so mean.
It's so niche. How do they know it's coming from your ass?
Yeah, like without a proper investigation. And
right.
Even if they could figure it out, like, since when is it illegal to fart?
You know, I have doubts. Like, you must have been doing something else worthy of getting kicked out of a bar. Because, again, crop dusting is essentially a victimless crime. Essentially.
I disagree.
And there's no foolproof way to find out who the originator of the crop dusting is.
Well, if someone was like on tracing your scent, technically, like, you know, maybe they discover someone's farting and then they keep following it.
But it's impossible to trace a fart, like, for like 100%, like, validate who was farting.
I just feel like, you know, the rules of to join society these days are just getting too crazy, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you can't fart.
Right.
Leave it alone.
And like, bars are gross. Like, their floors are sticky. There's vomit everywhere. Like, really? Now we're taking moral high ground on farting?
But I just want to say, like, if I were there and someone was going around farting the entire time, like, I would have reported you to the bouncer. Just right. Let that...
I would have launched a full-fledged investigation.
I don't want to, like, I don't want this to be something that more people feel empowered to do.
Right. Why not go to just the stall and fart? Like, the bathroom?
Because she would have been there all night. Why not just go home?
Yeah. Or that's why you always got to carry Gas X. It's a miracle drug.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you got to call it a night at some point.
Yeah, and that was your body's way of telling you, let's go home.
Yeah.
You have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
Do not listen to all the influencers who tell you that.
What are you doing if you're not listening?
Listen to your body. Okay, well, thanks for unburdening yourselves, guys. I hope you feel better. I definitely don't. And that's our show.
Yeah, but we now carry the burden, and that's what we can do for you.
Yeah, that's actually, like, one of the hardest parts of our job that we don't really talk about is, like, the mental anguish that comes with letting people unburden themselves onto you.
Happy to do it.
Happy to do it.
I have a splitting headache.
You do?
Yeah, this whole time. Oh. I didn't want to complain.
Oh, no. Well, someone actually asked on the Patreon, and they never... they asked it after I had done the episode with you, how your migraines are doing postpartum.
So, like, up until right now, I wouldn't have considered these headaches a migraine. They're just from, like, lack of sleep. But, like, now it's, like, in one center of my...
And we have so many bright lights
here. And it's
coming
down into my eye. I think this might be a migraine. I need to see if I can take my migraine meds, if I even have any.
Okay, well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for being a selfless queen.
You're
for being
so
here.
Welcome. So fun to be on this amazing show.
Tomorrow, oh, we've got the gals on the go. Brooke and Danielle are joining me in studio, so that'll be really exciting.
And maybe you can get an update on your sister from them.
You know,
because they see her more than you.
That's part of the reason I invited them on the show, yeah. Just to really get an inside scoop on what's going on with my sister.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that episode.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found, so that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us Morning Toast, five stars, we have signing, it's my mirror. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday. Rise and grind.
Society season 2.
The Society season 2. If you're still listening to the end of this episode, congratulations. Why don't you go drop a picture, an emoji on our most recent Instagram of a dog in honor of Kylie.
That's what I was
hopefully
thinking.
Posting her dog. So go drop that emoji if you're still listening. Thank you so much for being a true toaster. We love you guys and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.